Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise, filling in for Nolan Giles. Each episode, we turn our gaze to lesser-known design stories. And today, we're leafing through the archives to look closely at the ephemera usually left out of fashion history. The International Library of Fashion Research is a new collection of print materials. Think magazines, books, catalogues, posters and sketches from the likes of Hermès, Gucci and independent labels from 1975 to the present. Calling in from Oslo, here's the library's founder, Elise B. Olsen, on how the mammoth collection of ephemera came to her possession.
You know, I've been having a mentor who's about 70 years old. His name is Stephen Mark Klein. He's a cultural theorist based in New York. You know, he's been my mentor for, you know, the past 5 years. He called me up a year and a half ago and told me that he wanted me to inherit this incredible personal private collection of fashion printed matter that he'd been building since 1975 until present. You know, that's a huge honor. It's a huge responsibility. For the past 5 years, I have been traveling for most of the year, so I didn't have a domestic space or any space at all to sort of keep this collection. And he wanted me to sort of guard it, but he also wanted me to potentially grow it. That's when I started thinking about, what does the library mean today? How can we create a library that resonates with my generation as well? My generation is perceived as a completely non-literate generation. There's this idea about the predicted print death. We live completely digital lives. How can we preserve these objects from the past, essentially, and create conversations for the future? A healthy, critical environment around the production and mediation of fashion. February this year, we were getting ready to ship and pack and ship the collection from Stephen's, you know, private residence in the Lower East Side in New York, and to get it to Oslo, which is, you know, my hometown and also where this project is going to be realized. And then COVID hit. The whole project was sort of paused. But in addition to this project being paused, what I think was beautiful was that I was doing a lot of consulting work at the time with bigger fashion houses, and they all sort of panicked in the moment of lockdown because, one, they couldn't produce anything new, new campaigns, new collections, and they had to revisit their own archives. But they realized, you know, they hadn't prioritized archiving their stuff because fashion inherently is an accelerated industry, and there is this disposable mentality that's been going on for the past 20 years. For me, this was a proof of concept, to be honest. You know, I realized that I'm going to be able to create the neutral space for preserving all of these fashion houses' printed material, as well as publishers and independent practitioners as well. And this was all going to be consolidated in one place. We want to build up the collection from 1975 until present and fill holes as far as that's doable before sort of going back in time. We have also gotten a lot of donations and material from other fashion houses, from publishers, but also from other smaller private collections. There hasn't really been a library or a space that will receive all of these private collections as well. So, you know, the project hasn't even launched yet, you know, and it's such a demand for people that have incredible fashion show invitations or fashion illustrations and original pieces of printed matter. It's going to be more about what we exclude, I believe, because, you know, there's such a demand. There's thousands of pieces in this collection, first edition books, magazines, lookbooks, catalogs, show invitations, illustrations, you know, different promotional ephemera, rare pieces of printed matter. But there's also pieces of printed matter that is rare in a library context, more sort of commercial promotional assets, advertising posters or promotional lookbooks or catalogs, you know, that's not really looked towards by fashion intellectuals or, you know, the broader cultural fields because it has that commercial angle to it. That's been some stuff that the fashion industry has received, you know, editors or journalists or writers and whatever, or consumers too, and it's usually just been thrown away or lost. The collection is sort of the basis of the library, but then we will pull publications out from these bookshelves and program around it. Talks or exhibitions, speak to their publisher, hear the stories and anecdotes from publishing these pieces of printed matter, speak to designers, speak to executives, animate pieces from the collection, micro curations, do editorial content, workshops. We've established a lot of educational partnerships as well, which is, you know, allows us to open up the space for research purposes for students. It's going to be interesting to see all of these students and young people grapple with this printed material. Again, they have very digital lives. Printed matter and physical objects, paper objects, is a luxury and an antidote to the fast-paced media cycle that we are so saturated with. This is a collective effort. Who am I to say this should be included or this should be excluded? And this is why we have established an advisory board of incredibly talented, high-profile industry leaders from fashion, art, media, who will ensure, you know, a growth and a breadth of this collection. Bringing together a plurality of voices, a plurality of global perspectives, you know, that's the way that this collection can be broad enough and represent parts of fashion history that is so underrepresented. The physical library is placed in Oslo. We were invited in by the National Museum of Art, Architecture and Design here in Oslo, Norway, to use a building that's on their campus and that's part of the museum to register, catalog, document, and receive these first collections. And I want this to be an open and accessible and a free vault of printed matter. And it's also interesting for me that, you know, the digital institution will go super global, is accessible at any time of the day, and is comprehensive and has like an incredible search engine. The digital institution illustrates a different ambition. You know, we want to maximize the digital experience rather than simply imitating or replicating the physical experience. The digital climate right now feels very saturated. So we wanted to do something that will extend the physical collection onto a digital experience and create, you know, video talks and content and have the digital database open and free and accessible for everyone to browse and to research and to be inspired from.
My thanks to Elise B. Olsen there. The digitized archive is now live. You can visit it at fashionresearchlibrary.com. And the physical library is scheduled to open in spring 2021 at the new National Museum of Art, Architecture and Design in Oslo. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's show was produced by Maylee Evans. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you for listening and goodbye.